Okay, welcome back. Today we're tackling something really fundamental, I think. How do we make sure AI is safe? Especially, in really critical areas.
Right, like aerospace, where one mistake is, well, potentially catastrophic.
Exactly. Versus, say, medicine, where the risks might be different, spread out, maybe.
Precisely. And the sources we've looked at really hammer this home. The safety standards aren't just different, they have to be different. It's about fundamentally different ways of thinking about safety.
Different philosophies. Okay, so aerospace first. That's often called safety one.
Yes, safety I. The absolute goal there is provable correctness. Zero errors. No bad outcomes allowed, period.
Zero tolerance. Makes sense for planes. But then what about pharmaceuticals, especially with AI?
That's moving more towards safety too. It's less about eliminating all risk, which is impossible with some AI, and more about managing it smartly, ensuring success despite variability.
Okay, so managing risk versus eliminating it. Let's dig into aerospace first. How do they achieve that zero tolerance? It's not just testing, right?
Oh, way beyond testing. The gold standard is formal verification, or FV.
FV,
It's
okay.
basically using heavy-duty mathematics to prove that the software, the code, does exactly what the specification says it should do, and nothing else.
Like a mathematical proof.
Exactly. It assumes the system is either working perfectly according to spec or it's failed. Black and white.
Yeah.
That's how you get standards like DO-178C for flight software. It's incredibly rigorous.
Okay, rigorous, mathematical, provable, but how on earth does that apply to modern AI? Like generative AI, the kind that famously makes stuff up.
Well, it doesn't. That's the core problem. FV
Yeah.
just breaks down.
Breaks down how?
Generative AI hallucinates. That's not even a bug. It's like inherent to how it works. It's probabilistic, guessing the next most likely thing. Can't mathematically prove a guess will always be right.
Right, you can't verify correctness if the whole point is statistical likelihood, not deterministic logic.
Exactly. So trying to apply FE is, well, it's just the wrong tool.
Okay.
Philosophically wrong, even technologically impossible right now.
So medicine, facing this unreliable but powerful tech, has to pivot. They can't wait for perfect AI.
Correct. They lean on their existing approach, computer system validation, or CSV. The focus shifts from absolute correctness to fitness for intended use.
Fitness for intended use, meaning.
Meaning, does it do the specific job it's supposed to do safely enough within a defined context, even if it's not perfect overall?
Okay, and the FDA is embracing this for AI.
They are. They've actually rolled out a new risk-based credibility assessment framework just for AI in medical devices and applications.
Risk-based. So they're looking at what, how likely it is to mess up.
Sort of. They assess the specific context of use. What exactly is this AI doing? Is it diagnosing or just summarizing notes? Big difference.
Context matters.
Hugely. And then they look at model influence. How much does the AI's output actually affect the final decision? And the decision consequence, how bad is it if the decision influenced by the AI is wrong?
That sounds much more pragmatic.
It is. Take the Moderna and OpenAI partnership. They have this tool, DoseID-GPT.
Right, I read about that, helping scientists figure out optimal vaccine doses.
Kind of, yeah. It helps sift through enormous amounts of data to suggest possibilities. But the key safety mechanism isn't proving the GPT is perfect. It can't be.
So what is it then?
It's the workflow. It's human in the loop, or HITL.
Ah, the human validator.
Exactly. But here's the crucial part, and this is important for you listening. The human isn't just overseeing it. They are the designated essential validator, the final control gate. The system is designed knowing the AI might be wrong, and the human's job is explicitly to catch that.
So the human is the safety system, in a way, mitigating the known unreliability.
You got it. And that highlights the core difference, doesn't it? Aerospace manages this single, massive, catastrophic risk event, one plane crash.
While pharma with AI is managing a statistical risk across potentially millions of interactions using this human-centric validation process.
Both are valid approaches, both can be rigorous, but they're fundamentally different goals.
Right.
One demands engineered perfection, the other demands robust risk management around imperfection.
So wrapping this up, we have these powerful AI tools, especially in medicine, that are maybe inherently black boxes. It's hard to know exactly why they produce a certain output.
Right, the traceability isn't always there like it is with traditional code.
And we're deliberately putting a human at the end of that chain as the final safety check, the validator.
Yeah.
That brings up a really thorny question for the future, doesn't it? If something goes wrong, if a patient is harmed based on an AI recommendation that the human expert signed off on, where does the accountability lie?
Is it the human validator? who might be dealing with an opaque system? Or is it the AI, which we acknowledge is imperfect, yeah. or the developers?
Yeah, that's a complex ethical and legal challenge we're just starting to face. How much responsibility can we reasonably place on that human firewall? Something to think about.